million love stories.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's like a bunch of old real people sitting around.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes. And we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. So again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
You go to the library and read all the newspapers at the library.
But not living through depression, I mean, that changed the way of life for a generation, if not more.
He used to kid all of his son-in-laws and tell them that none of them understood a dollar, but they were all able to make enough money that they could waste money.
Oh, my goodness.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Linda Eisenman is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you with us on this day before Thanksgiving, and we're going to get into that hot and heavy a little bit. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I know this one. I'm not going to even. Christy, you got to listen to this one. Okay. Today is National Taiwan On Day.
Where are we going for happy hour?
Yeah, we're going to happy hour. National Jukebox Day. I don't know about that one. National Craft Jerky Day. National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. I know which one I'm looking at. We could have some fun with that. National Taiwan On Day, the day before Thanksgiving. I wonder how the Thanksgiving meal comes out if you Taiwan On seriously the day before. You might have a little hangover the next day. I don't know. Just throw that out there. I don't know. I'm looking at this sheet here of all the different things you celebrate. How could you possibly have on the fourth Thursday? I know we're only on the third one right now. Fourth Thursday of November is turkey-free Thanksgiving Day. That seems like a bit of a I can't get along with that one either. No. We can't do that at all. That's turkey-free. How can you have Thanksgiving without turkey? I don't know. I will get on with the market and see what's going on here in the markets today. We've been watching the markets this morning. Finally, for a change, we are seeing the markets basically doing very, very little today. That's an unusual scenario. The markets, it's been kind of a crazy time. If you are an investor in the market, you're probably wondering, at what point in time do we see the markets correct? We've been going on if you look at a chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, if you look at a chart of the S&P 500, it is going straight up. If you are investing in the market in those areas, you have to be starting to wonder, at what point does it turn around? At what point do I jump off the bandwagon? Or if you're a serious investor, you might even be looking, at what point do I short the market? And I'm going to tell you this right here because it's something you're not going to hear anywhere else unless you are a deep into getting into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the marketplace. The 10-year Treasury, we always talk about an inverted yield curve. Well, some of us do because we are nerds about that. Not everybody talks about the inverted yield curve. What is an inverted yield curve? Well, it's when the short-term U.S. instruments, a 10-year treasury or a 2-year or an overnight or a 30-year, whenever these things cross and you've got the short-term that's paying more than the long-term, that's called inverted yield curve. Well, we've got a Federal Reserve that will not allow the yield curve to invert. Fascinating. Now, how do you force the yield curve to stay a curve instead of an inversion? Now, why do we care about that? Well, an inverted yield curve is generally one of the items that we look to find out, are we heading toward a recession? It is an early indicator of recession. Well, if you have the Federal Reserve saying we will not allow the yield curve to invert, then what do you do? Well, then you have to start looking at other items that might give you an indication of what's going on in the marketplace. Now, before we get into the other items, how does the Federal Reserve force the fact that they're not going to allow an inverted yield curve? Well, they pump money into the system. Like last night, they put $109 billion they bought short-term instruments, 30-day treasuries. They're out there buying these things. Well, when they buy them, that creates more demand. When they've got more demand, then the prices of those go up. Price goes up, yield goes down. So that's what the Federal Reserve has been doing to force comments out there, or to force the yield curve to stay the way they want it to. Now, the other item that we look at on a regular basis, I'm going to show a chart on our screen right now so you can see this chart, is we look at what's happening in the labor market. Well, one of the items that we look to is what is happening on initial jobless claims. I usually cover this during the mortgage minute, but if you look, the initial jobless claims they went from 211,000 4 weeks ago, 227. Unemployment or jobless claims going up. 228. They're still going up. And now this week, they come out this morning, 213,000. So that's a good sign for the market. So I'm just going to throw that out there, let you know that we are watching all of these items for you. So you don't have to watch them. You just have to tune in on the mornings and come see what we're talking about here on Ron Siegel Radio. We'll give you the information that you need to know. Sometimes it's information you don't want to know, so I'll give you that as well with one of the things that I look at all the time. Just because we are in Taxifornia and a lot of people are out there going to get on the road, so hopefully you're safe today with all the rain here. We don't get much rain in Southern California. It never rains in California. I should have got that song on our system here, but I don't have it here. But national average gasoline, $2.589. Jill, you're right. I'm sure you would like that $109 billion. Most of us would. California national average, or state average gasoline, 3.838. National average, 2.589. Yeah, we're about $1.25, $1.30 a gallon more than the national average right here in Taxifornia. Hawaii is 20 cents a gallon cheaper than we are. I don't remember seeing any refineries the last time I was in Hawaii. Louisiana, the cheapest, $2.224 per gallon of gasoline right there in Louisiana. So we are along the top end right there. What else is going on in the daily briefing? Let's see what we can find. What is exciting going out there? Well, I do know one other item that we should talk about. This is a biggie if you are looking at buying, selling real estate. This is a biggie. Yesterday, the FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency, announced their new lending limits for 2020. So I just put those on the screen as well. Bottom line is $510,000. That's their base loan limit size, conforming loan, 500. And yeah, they always, I don't know why they do this, but they put $510,400. Like they couldn't round it off, I mean, so people can remember these numbers. And that's going to be San Bernardino, Riverside. That's going to be your numbers, $510,400. If you are in one of the higher balance areas, Orange County, LA County, I'm talking to you. $765,600. Those are the numbers in those areas. So wherever you are, if you've got a question about your neighborhood, just give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a lot to chat about. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, so we're going to chat, what are we thankful for in real estate? I can tell you my number one item that I'm thankful for, but I'll do that after the break. Tips to sell your home faster. How long can this economic recovery last? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear. Joe, one of your friends, Joe Skoda.
Who is it?
Joseph Skoda.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta get my. I can't see the name. I just sent a link to my friend Nikki. She was still in bed. She sent me a link. I'm still in bed. I'll watch it in bed. Okay. Joseph Skoda. Be faithful always.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Again, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we're constantly looking for, you got to love Facebook sometimes. It's suspicious activity on my account in the middle of a live radio broadcast. How do you like that? that's always kind of fun when I get this almost every day from Facebook. They're not too happy with me, and I have no clue why, but I guess people like to see what we're up to. But we will continue with our information for you, because we've got some great information to share with you. The Mortgage Minute today. The Mortgage Minute. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Markets close tomorrow. Closed early on Friday in observance of the holiday. Observance of the holiday. Now, they put these things on there. Can somebody help me? Can someone tell me what holiday we have on Friday? It's that, day after Thanksgiving. I forgot about that. Okay. Stocks moving higher once again after several stronger than expected economic reports. As a result, mortgage bonds are moving lower. Earlier this morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume was up 1.5% last week. Applications to purchase a home were down 1%. Refinances were up 4%. This week's year-over-year comparison showed significant gains. But again, some of the information that most are not going to tell you because they don't have the research staff that we use. Year-over-year purchase is up 55%. Year-over-year refinance is up 314%. Well, the reason is that we're comparing them, apples and oranges. Thanksgiving's a little later this year than it was last year, and that's kind of the issues. When you don't have these things going, you need to look longer term. That's the bottom line. Refinance share of mortgage activity increased from 59.5% to 62%. Adjustable rate mortgages up 4.8%. The 30-year mortgage increase, and I've got the information right here. We actually decreased on from the Freddie Mac number. They actually gave us today instead of tomorrow. We normally get the Freddie Mac numbers. 3.68% was the Freddie Mac 30-year mortgage rate, up just a little bit. It was 3.66 last week. Initial jobless claims, we spoke about that one already. Second look at third quarter GDP showed that it increased from 1.9% to 2.1%. Stronger than the expectation of 1.79. Consumer spending up 2.9%, which was slightly stronger than the 2.8% expected. Additionally, durable goods, which was expected to show a decline, surprised to the upside. Personal consumption expenditures, a lot of data came out just because of the holiday this week. Personal consumption expenditures report, which is the Fed's favored measure of inflation, showed that headline inflation remained at 1.3%. Now, the Federal Reserve wants that higher. They want 2% inflation, so we'll see what they do about it. Pending home sales, which measures signed contracts on existing homes, good leading indicator for existing home sales, were down 1.7% in October. This reading was weaker than expectations. Year over year, however, pending home sales rose 4.4%. I think we've got that chart that we can share that one with you too as well, so we'll put that up on the screen, if I can find that quickly. There it is. We're going to get you that pending home sales chart and the comparisons so you have that. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. So let's chat this morning. We are going to chat. Linda Eisenman is in the house talking about Thanksgiving and what we are thankful for. So thankful for in real estate. And I can tell you, Linda, I've got it. Mine is hands down. I've got I can tell you mine.
Okay.
I am thankful for all the people that I get to meet all year long. I mean, I am so fortunate to be able to chat with folks and have the opportunity. I'm blessed to be given the opportunity to help people finance their biggest asset. Security for their family, a place to raise their families or the retirement homes, the agents I get to work with, the investors I get to work with. We're just really blessed, right? I mean, it's all about people.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
Right. I mean, I'm a big fan. I've had people ask me all the time, how do you determine who you're going to have as guests on radio? And I say it's very simple. It's always hard. Right? If people have the heart of a teacher, they're not trying to just sell something or push their own agenda. That's the kind of person I want on radio.
Well, that's the kind of person you want in your life in general, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the kind of friend you want.
Yeah, absolutely. So I gave you one. Where? Give me some. What your world?
Well, mine's a real big picture.
Okay.
And it's one that probably sounds so obvious that it wouldn't occur to most people. Is in real estate, I'm very grateful that we have the internet today.
Interesting. Okay.
Because if you think about it, people actually bought and sold property. They bought and sold homes before the internet existed. And I would say the average mortgage person, the average realtor, probably didn't, and home buyers today, obviously, were not around when those of us who were, we sold real estate without the internet. You have to think about that.
Boy, that, you know, and that's a massive change.
Oh, it's a change in our entire world, of course, but in business, without a doubt.
Well, when you think about you talk about the internet.
Yes.
And I would say leading into that, probably being computers.
Yes.
Right? Because yes. I mean, I think back to the days before we had the computers.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go to do a contract, mm-hmm. and if you made a mistake, you had to pull the thing out of the Selectronic and throw the whole thing away. Right? I mean, it's kind of crazy.
We thought NCR paper was a big deal at one time.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. So you start looking.
People don't even know what NCR paper.
Right.
What
is that?
About it.
Yeah, it's something that's completely out of our thought process.
Well,
right.
That's
but
true.
Between the
that's
two
true.
Of them, I mean, you get the internet where you're able to do a lot of things a lot easier.
Well,
you've got freedom.
Well, and it's a matter of being informed. I mean, buyers know so much about properties that they call me on, or they email me, or they text me on a property they found. At one time, we literally used to put people in the back seat of your car.
Right.
And you drove them around looking at homes.
Sure.
And that was the only way that they would find a property, unless they happened to see a for sale sign in somebody's front yard.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's probably not the major way of doing real estate nowadays.
Right,
the yard signs, newspapers.
I cannot remember. I don't even know what a newspaper is nowadays.
Right.
It's like, where do you advertise? You better be advertising online.
If you're not online, you're
not in print media anymore.
Yeah, nobody's looking there. Nobody's doing anything with print media. That's just kind of a passe. And it just fascinates me, all the different changes. The internet is, that's a big change.
Remember one time people used to get the little home magazines and be a wrap, and it wasn't that long ago if you really think about it.
Right.
The home magazines, Home Finder, Home Seekers, whatever the different ones were called. People used to call us on an ad that had a photo of the property, and that's what they would call us.
And now when we do some of our lunch and learns and seminars, we talk about the idea of one of your major ideas of marketing is going into a magazine. Now, that means you're based on something being very slow, right? I mean, because they have a 90-day cutoff time.
Archaic.
Right.
They're archaic.
So it's fascinating when you just watch some of these things and wonder what the market's going to be like for our kids and grandkids.
That's interesting.
Right? I mean, where is it going to head? You know, I think also about the idea of, you know, I kind of put your thought there and put it all into a term of technology. Right? Between the internet, the computer, digital photography.
You're right. And it's, you know, it's about information and consumers making informed decisions.
Right.
That's really what it's about. The average buyer that reaches out to me on a property that they found on their own online knows more about that property than I do when they reach out to me.
Sure. Well, they've got a big advantage over you because, you know, just from the time standpoint, right? Because when they reach out to you, they're calling you about 123 Main Street,
right.
And there's what, 10 million homes in America, or maybe there's more than that, maybe 10 million in California, whatever the number is, right? Big number.
Big number.
So even though, you know, you've got a better handle on properties than most, right? They're going to call you about 123 Main Street. You don't know exactly what the changes might have been in the last month or 2 months when someone's getting ready to sell. So if they talk to you initially, they've got a big advantage.
Well, they do. They've already, a lot of times they've already looked into schools, if schools are an issue for them.
Right.
You know, I get people, and different sites have different data out there. Realtor.com is a very good source, but it does not necessarily have as much data on some topics as a couple of the other sites out there. So it's kind of interesting to really cruise around and see the information out there. But by the time people get to me with a property they want to see, they know it pretty darn well.
So your whole industry has changed dramatically.
Without a doubt.
Right? I mean, because it used to be, and it's kind of what I've said to people, that I'm I've talked many times about the fact that I do a lot of investing in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it used to be that you had to call a broker to get a quote. Right? Now you get that. It's all done online. So what is the value of the broker? But the big difference nowadays in real estate is the real value, in my opinion, of the realtor is that they've got the knowledge of the transaction part. Right? They're going contract to close. You know, we've been doing some lunch and learns around the state in Southern California, talking about the misleading advertising that's going on from the iBuyer program.
iBuyer, right.
Right, and they want to say, well, we're not going to charge you any commission, right? But the truth of it is they're charging a fee.
They're charging a fee that's a lot higher than what is probably a somewhat routine commission would be.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, from the seller's standpoint, they can be getting into some serious issues or serious liability if they decide to jump from a traditional contract to the iBuyer program, right? Because just because you jump from a traditional contract doesn't mean that you're absolved of everything in that contract.
Very true.
Right? So we're going to talk more about these items when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What are you thankful for in real estate and in general? We'll talk about that. Tips to sell your home faster. How long can this economic recovery last? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
At one time, when I first started in real estate, the city of Whittier, if you're in the city limits, not the unincorporated county, but if you're in the city limits, they did not even allow for sale signs in your front yard. And they didn't because they wanted to keep certain ethnicities. And you literally had to go to a realtor to buy a house. Is that hard to believe?
Yeah.
Jerry Brown changed that the first time he was governor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right after he became governor, he changed it. There are signs in the unincorporated county area, which is off the 605 freeway and kind of west Whittier. It was a large area. But if you were in the city limits, you couldn't. There was no such thing as for sale sign on a home. You could do commercial, industrial, but not residential properties. And that just seems so archaic to me.
Yeah. But I know some neighborhoods, they still won't allow for sale signs. Like right up here in Cobadero. They don't allow for sale sign in there.
Do they allow any type of sign at all? I don't know how they get around that.
I don't either.
Because that's a big issue in the desert. But, you know, they have those plain beige signs.
Yeah.
You've seen the agents that have the open house signs on top of their car.
Uh-huh.
In a rack.
Yeah.
Pointing into the house. So no for sale signs at all.
Maybe if
it's a private property, they could do that. Versus public streets and things like that.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it's closed gate, so.
Maybe. Interesting.
No, the girl on the right there does a lot. That comes in on Wednesdays to do bookkeeping.
Oh.
And the one on the left is the property manager. The property manager division. The gentleman is her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Or if you've already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the marketplace thinks about your property. That is SLT Home Digest. You just text that to 79564. No spaces in there. Tips to sell your home faster. When selling your house, there are a few key things you can prioritize to have the greatest impact for a faster sale. Number one, make buyers feel at home. Declutter your home. Pack away all personal items, pictures, awards, sentimental belongings. Make buyers feel like they belong in the house. According to the 2019 profile of home staging by the National Association of Realtors, 83% of buyers' agents said staging a home made it easier for a buyer to visualize the property as a future home. Not only will your house spend less time on the market, but the same report mentioned that, quote, one quarter of buyers' agents said that staging a home increased the dollar value offered between 1-5% compared to other similar homes on the market that were not staged, unquote. Number two, keep it organized. Since you took the time to declutter, keep it organized. Before buyers arrive, pick up the toys, make the bed, put away clean dishes. According to the same report, the kitchen is one of the most important rooms to stage in order to attract more buyers. Put out a scented candle or some cookies fresh from the oven. Buyers will remember the smell of your home. Number three, price it right. I say price it aggressively. More inventory coming into the market guarantees there will be some competition. You want to make sure your home is noticed. A key to selling your house is ensuring it is priced to sell immediately, PTSI. This means you'll be driving more traffic to your property and ultimately creating more interest in your home. Number four, give buyers full access. One of the top four elements when selling your home is access. If your home is available anytime, that opens up more opportunity to find a buyer right away. Some buyers, especially those relocating, don't have much time available. If they cannot get into the house, they move on to the next one. And on that one, make sure you've got professional pictures. I mean, the picture that you take from the doorway and getting a nice shot of the corner furthest away from you, you're talking about $800,000 median price in Orange County, 400 and some thousand in Riverside County, right? Take the extra effort. If you need a great photographer, call me. I can help you with that. I'm not the guy, but I do have a guy. Bottom line, if you want to sell your home in the least amount of time at the best price with as little hassle as possible, a local real estate professional is a useful guide. Let's chat today. I will put you in touch with someone who can help you if you are in Northern Orange County. That's someone probably sitting right at the other end of the table from me. Tips to sell your house faster. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Got the information scrolling along the bottom of the screen there for you. Any thoughts on our commentary there, Linda? As far as tips, make buyers feel at home, keep it organized.
I think you're right on. But the photos, and I've heard you say that before. The photos, the first place somebody's going to see your home is online. So for goodness sakes, have professional photos.
Drives me nuts when I see some of these. And then I just saw someone recently. I saw some photos online, and the photos were of a laundry room with all kinds of piles of laundry, kitchen with dishes in the sink, and a bed unmade.
Unbelievable.
All in the same set of photos.
Unbelievable.
You wonder about who's giving the guidance here. And I hope it wasn't a realtor.
I wonder about the agent and the seller both.
Right.
I think that that's going to be attractive to prospective buyers out there.
I would look at that, and if I knew the agent, I would be calling him and saying, you know, what are you doing? How are you representing the industry? Right? I mean, you're not representing your buyer for sure, and you're certainly making a bad impression on the industry. Right?
I've got a whole file of bad MLS photos. And
oh, really?
Yes, and it's hard to believe. I mean, some of them are downright humorous, but it's heartbreaking to see what some people put out there.
And we've talked about this many times, and I think it's almost a given anymore, because I can't find anybody that will dispute me that buyers start their home search online.
Without question.
Right? I mean, like you said in the last segment, is the buyers know what's out there before, you know, they've got their interest list. And you would know better than me, but when you're working with a buyer, they call you and say, Linda, you know, I'd like to see these are the here's a list of properties I want to see.
They do.
So they've already done the homework.
Yeah, they do.
And you might know of something that's coming up or whatnot supplement,
mm-hmm.
right? But for the most part, they already know where they want to go because they've been looking, they've been doing their research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our digest that we send out, give away for free. We know that people are incubating for 6 to 9 months before they ever make that first phone call.
I believe that.
Right. So the concept is you got to get those photos done. I just had a meeting recently, just for the agents that we work with, that there's a product out called Matterport.
Mm-hmm.
Matterport. And they do a real nice job of a virtual tour of a house. And you have to do the pictures in a certain way. And again, I know nothing about what I'm talking about other than I know the product's out there. But I can see when I look at the demo that it's a great visualization. Even somebody who has no creativity like me, right? I can't visualize anything.
You always thought that way about yourself, and I'm not sure why, because you're very creative in a lot of ways when it comes to your business. I can tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, in certain areas, right? But
mm-hmm.
but I mean, if I can't draw a straight line.
Oh, okay.
Right, and if somebody says to me, well, you know, a friend of mine just bought a house recently. And redesigned the entire, you know, took the kitchen down to the studs. And I went in there and I looked at it and she said, we're going to do this here and that there. Oh, okay, great. Now I look at it and it's done. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Right? But with some of these photos, you can walk through an entire house online.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
And they measure it even for the photos. And I think the whole cost of the whole program is like $400,
$500.
Yeah, right? Okay. Right? So the cost, when you think about it in relation to,
in the
what
big scheme
selling.
Of things, it's nothing.
Right.
In the big scheme of things.
Right. And you know, I know that $400, $500, $600 is a lot of money, right? But you're right, relationally.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, if you're talking San Bernardino, $400,000, $500,000. Orange County, $800,000 up. Right? You know, $400, $500.
You know, even if a person, as much as I hate to say this, but even if a person does his own or her own photos, for goodness sakes, there's ways that you can edit them. There's ways that you can prepare the property before you shoot it. I've seen bathrooms that people have posted online that I think is so inappropriate.
Okay.
I can't think of any other word to use than inappropriate. And they post those photos online.
Yeah, you wonder, what are they trying to accomplish? Right? I mean, are you trying to sell the house? Are you trying to, you know, if it was a divorce case and the party that's posting is trying to buy out the other party, maybe that's a good idea, right? I mean, because they're looking at it and they're saying, okay, well, I'm trying to get them. I don't want to maximize the sales price.
I just don't think they're really thinking it through from a standpoint of marketing.
Sure.
Because there's so many different elements to having your home for sale and hiring a realtor to represent you. There's so many different elements, you know. Marketing is one thing, guiding it through escrow, finance, obviously, in your case, is another something else to deal with. So I just think that maybe they really don't take it through. Because we, as realtors, we wear a lot of different hats.
Sure.
We really do.
It's amazing. And how many people, you know, believe these dumb commercials that are running that you don't need a realtor, right? And I look at them and just say, you know something? Whatever the industry that you're in, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a plumber or an electrician
mm-hmm.
or a lawyer. Do you think you can just go and step into somebody else's vocation and get the same results that they could?
Well, you know, it reminds me of a commercial that I see where do-it-yourself trust.
Right.
People do it and trust themselves, and maybe some people feel like they can, but when it comes down to it, the person at the very end says, and no lawyers.
Right.
Like that's the right thing. When you're talking about sometimes the most important, one of the most important aspects of your life is
sure.
home ownership and who you're passionate to and et cetera. So I have received so much information and legal advice and professional advice from people like yourself and other professionals, there's no way I could claim to know all what everybody else knows.
So I'm going to throw this at you when we come back.
Okay.
And I'll give you the question now and give you a couple of minutes to think about it. My belief is professional advice costs nothing. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Professional advice costs nothing. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how long can this economic recovery last? We'll talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
There's a commercial that runs in the desert a lot, and it's about do-it-yourself trust. And at the very end, the woman always says, and no lawyers. And I'm thinking, if I were to do a trust without having a lawyer do it, I mean, there's so many pitfalls.
Well, the fact of it is, from what I've been told by numerous attorneys, 80% of the trusts that are done are never funded properly.
We just had that happen.
Really?
We just had it happen with a property in Whittier. And the people went to a place in Uptown Whittier. They went to a low cost, which is not, cost doesn't always equate, obviously, to the true value. But that's exactly what happened. The wife passed away, and the husband thought all along that their property was in the trust. Never recorded.
Yeah.
Never recorded. And we're trying to do starts with an H. We're trying to
homestead.
What's that?
Homestead.
No, we're trying to do a Hextead. Hextead is a court ruling and basically says what the intent was of the person who created the trust. And the way the Hextead ruling, court ruling came about is there was a Mrs. Hextead, so to speak, who owned a home. She had it in her trust. She took it out of the trust for the purpose of the refi. After the refi, it was not put back in the trust. And the court determined that it was her intent that it was to go back in the trust. So
that's smart. That's good.
Well, and time companies will go along with that because that's who you got to satisfy.
Right.
The time company, of course. But tell me when they need to quit talking.
Well, I would think that it would be the title company, but the courts, too. From a probate standpoint.
Well, the court would like to have the probate money.
Yeah.
But it's not up to the court to make the decision, except to the title company, whether or not they're going to insure it.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to buy it, obviously, without insurance. And the one that we have right now, this one that we have in Whittier, it's a lower $1 million property. It's an old Spanish stucco on a big lot. And they met in my office, and then I sent them to a particular attorney, and the attorney said, we may be able to use the Hextead ruling, but in order to do that, we have to go before a judge to determine that. Not necessarily a probate judge, so that could go a little faster than waiting just for probate in another county.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. How long can this economic recovery last? The economy is currently experiencing the longest recovery in our nation's history. The stock market has hit record highs. I think yesterday was the 100th time we had a record high just during the Trump administration. So think about that, because we had several of them during the Obama administration as well. Unemployment rates are at record lows. Home price appreciation is beginning to reaccelerate. This begs the question, how long can this economic recovery last? The Wall Street Journal survey of economists recently called for an economic slowdown in the near future. The most recent survey, however, now shows the economists are pushing that timetable back. When asked when they expect a recession to start, 42.5% of the economists in the previous survey projected between now and the end of 2020. The most recent survey showed that percentage dropped to 34.2%. Here are the most current results: 2020, 34.2%, 2021, 29.3%, 2022, 14.6%. I'll share the chart with you. Like the Economist survey by the Wall Street Journal, most experts are still predicting a recession will likely occur sometime in the next few years. However, many are pushing that back. Bottom line, real estate is impacted by the economy and the consumer's belief in the strength of the economy. The fact that most economic experts are calling for the recovery to continue through 2020 means the housing market will also remain strong for the foreseeable future. And as you know, if you watch or listen to Ron Siegel Radio any length of time, you know that a strong economy is great, but a recession does not mean that there's a problem in real estate. I'm going to share that chart as I continue my conversation with Linda Eisenman, preferred home broker. So, Linda, before the break, I was saying that I don't believe that professional guidance costs anything. And my thought process is that the expense of correcting is so great that you really are saving money by getting things done when you, you know, using. Well, for example, if I try and sell my house and I don't use a realtor, there is so much risk involved, right, that I may not fill out a disclosure properly or give the right disclosure because I don't even know about it.
Well, especially in the state of California.
Right.
We're the disclosure capital of the planet, I'm sure.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I look at it and I say that in the real estate world, I think the real estate contract is – well, I think the initial package I see usually is around 30 pages,
mm-hmm.
right? The initial disclosures from the loan side is 37 pages. The loan itself is 130 pages.
Wow.
Right? So if you're not using that, look at what is the risk involved?
I totally agree with you. I did a video yesterday on just one of our disclosures. We have one disclosure that hopefully we give to buyers early on in the transaction, even maybe before they submit an offer. One disclosure itself, the statewide buyer-seller advisory, the buyer signs it, the seller signs it, the agent signs it, it's 15 pages. 15 pages, 8.5 by 11. Now, how many people read that at the time they're submitting an offer? Very few people do. That's the reason I think it's a good idea, quite frankly, is to provide it to a buyer ahead of time when you first start looking. One disclosure is 15 pages long.
Well, you know something, I was listening to the Business Channel this morning before I came into the studio, and they were talking about the terms of service that we get with everything we possibly do. And their comment was, nobody reads it because we all are of the belief that it's just meant to take away our rights. So I know what's in it, right? It's everything that the company can possibly think of to take my rights away. So why bother reading it?
I think that's an entirely different situation.
I
do, because when it comes to real property, it's about making informed decisions. And this particular disclosure I'm talking about, right on page one, it's bulleted, buyer's responsibilities and duties. The next bold area is the seller's responsibilities and duties, and then the broker's responsibilities and duties. So it's kind of like an outline, kind of like a guideline for your transaction.
Okay.
It's not the typical little disclaimer that we click on every time we sign
right.
onto a brand new website.
Is it something that I could understand?
Absolutely.
It's not written in a bunch of legal jargon?
No, not at all. It explains the process and what you're responsibilities and rights and duties are throughout a transaction. And again, it's about making informed decisions, informed for the buyers, and it also informs the sellers some of their duties and what they're responsible for.
You know something, we need documents like that. And I'm thrilled that you actually did that video because you can actually share that so many times and send it to the consumers, whether it's the buyer or the seller.
That's what it's for.
Right, at the very beginning a meeting, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because there's so much in the documents that I think many of us just take for granted. I mean, my commentary, and whether it's right or wrong, it's what I do, is I tell people all the time that, you know, when you're, especially on a refi, don't worry about reading all the documents when the notary is there, because you're going to have 3 days after the notary leaves to read everything again and cure every bit of insomnia that you have, right? And call me with any questions. The notary does not know the answer.
That's right. That's not their job.
Right. And a lot of people say, well, I want to talk, they're going to ask the questions of the notary. And we have to train notaries to say, you know, something, their job is to witness the signature, validate the signature. If they ask them about the contract, that's your job.
That's right.
Right? If you, the real estate contract, they want to know about the loan, that's my job. Right? And
right.
The notary doesn't know that you know, I've had one notary that was less than ethical. And she was telling a buyer that their interest rate was too high.
Ooh.
And didn't realize that the consumer had a 590 FICO score.
Ooh.
Right? And you can only, there's a very minimal amount of loans you can get with a 590 FICO score.
Absolutely.
Right? They don't know what the situation is when someone's buying a house. You know, during the crash, there was a property near me that sold for probably $100,000 over market. The consumer wanted it. Right? I'm sure you've had that in your career. That somebody said, I don't need the money. I don't need the loan. That's the property that's my dreams.
Right.
Or,
and it does happen.
Right? My mom wants that property because of. And we can fill in the blank after that.
Well, I think I mentioned to you once before that there was a property I was interested in, and I bought it without an appraisal contingency because I thought we were kind of pushing the market a little bit. So I submitted my personal offer. This was for me on a purchase without appraisal contingency because I knew I wanted that property. Whether it appraised at that amount or not. If it came in a little lower, okay, I could live with it.
Sure.
I didn't think it'd come in a lot lower, but if it did, I'd still live with it because I wanted that particular property at that time.
And usually when you're dealing with a property for yourself, you're not looking at, and it doesn't matter as the realtor or as a consumer, if you're looking at the primary property, it's because you want to live there or it meets your proximity to work, school, play.
All the above.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, The appraiser really has no clue as to what the property is worth anyway, right? Because it's what a buyer is willing to pay and a seller is willing to sell.
Yes, it is, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Right? And the appraisers are just to validate for the lien.
And now a lot of the newer loans aren't even requiring an appraisal.
Right. About 80% now.
Yeah.
It's a huge number.
Yeah.
Great information, as always. I appreciate you coming in. You know, Tom, I appreciate you. I appreciate the friendship, and that's one of the nice things. Like I said, then when actually it was your idea to come up with what are we thankful for.
Oh, I had a whole list here. We didn't even get to, but that's
really?
Okay.
Go quick.
No. Well, the availability of funds. My gosh, getting a loan today. I mean, there's so many different type of programs available to fit whatever needs, you know, to fit the buyer's needs, which I think is terrific.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And it always hasn't been that way.
Yeah. Well, we certainly know that, right? Back after the crash, it was availability of fun. I like that one. Okay.
Well, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough. All right. Well, we appreciate that. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in each morning to listen to what we have to say. Share your thoughts with us, both while we're on air, when we're not on air. And we wish everybody a very, very happy holiday. And as always, we thank you. We ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I haven't seen him in a long time, Alan Jackson.
Yeah, I haven't seen him either. Good deal. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. You know, do you remember at one time when, well, I'm sure you were in college or maybe even elementary school, but to get a loan, to get a real estate loan, you would go to either, back in the day when Home Savings, Home Savings, American Savings, and Great Western Savings.
Yeah.
You would, if you're getting a conventional loan, you would go to usually one of those three.
Yeah.
For a conventional loan. And at one time, when money got really, really tight, it didn't last long, but they would only make a new loan if they had the existing loan on it.
Interesting. That one I don't remember.
And it was a little scary. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do if buyers can't get loans? And I thought, well, I guess I just have to sell more FHA and CDs. It's a sign.
Yeah.
But because I was in that kind of an area.
And then it went to the point that for a long time, you couldn't even do an FHA loan in this area.
In this area?
Just because of the problem. Oh, before they went to the pricing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this was long before that. But those were the three biggies. You would either go to one of those three for your loan.
Interesting.
And look at them now. They're not even around.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, all of them. Done.
Do you know where the American Savings is on Whittier Boulevard? It used to be. They always had a big, beautiful Christmas tree that they put on top of the building. It was probably, it was Christmas lights, but it was a tree that was probably